This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. This is the Annie Fry Show.
Hey, this is the Annie Fry Show on a Friday before the election, 107. Filling in for Annie, she is on a family little trip. I think they're celebrating doing well in some sports, so they're going to travel for some sports. That's always a lot of fun when we get to do that, too. Ryan Wiggins filling in for Annie, Brad Range here, and DeRoy Murdoch. We weren't able to connect with him earlier this week, so DeRoy Murdoch is here on a Friday. DeRoy, thanks for being here.
You bet. Great to be with you guys.
So I want to ask you a big opening question here, DeRoy. Now, there's a lot of ways you could go with this. Are you better off today than you were 4 years ago?
I don't think so, unfortunately. I think this is the big closing question that President Trump has been asking at his rallies, and I think it's what people have to ask themselves before they go to the polls or mail in their ballots or whatever it is people are going to do to express their desires for the next President of the United States and all of our other leaders. And if you look at the situation we face under Kamala, you know, almost everything you look at has gotten worse. Inflation obviously is higher. We've got prices which went up and 9.1% at one point. They've cool back down to 2% and change, but the prices did not go down. They're just not increasing as rapidly as they were before. When President Trump left, the inflation rate was about 1.4%. It's about 2.5% now. A gallon of gasoline was about $2.39 then. I think it's about $3.30, $3.40 now. Higher crime, obviously the complete out of control border. The number of people crossing at the border has gone up something like about 330-340%. One of the most staggering figures I've seen is the number of people who came across the border when President Trump was in office who also were on the terrorist watch list. That was a grand total of 11 under President Trump's watch. Under Kamala, it's about 330. Enormous increase. And I took a look at also some of the situation in terms of national security. You know, are we safer than we used to be before? And is a truly chilling situation when you take a look at, for example, the number of rockets thrown at our friends in Israel, as they're sitting there being shot at by Hezbollah and Hamas and the Houthis, et cetera. Under the 4 years of President Trump's reign, they had about 1,100 and just under 1,200 or so rockets and mortar attacks over the 4 years of President Trump. Under Kamala Biden so far, the number is 24,560. So from roughly 1,200 to over 24,000. So this is like, this is like 20x basically or something like that, almost a 2,000% increase. So if you have friends or relatives or people you love in Israel, and obviously they're friends and allies of our country, those people really have been taking it in the teeth as a consequence of all the weakness and vacillation and lack of resolve that we've seen on the part of Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. And that's just one example of how this is a less safe world than it was when President Trump left. And that's bad for people in Israel. That's bad for people in the United States. That's bad for everybody around the world.
You know, DeRoy, it's interesting because when you ask the question, are you better off today than you were 4 years ago? Most people are going to answer that economically. And so my plan was to ask you, and I figured you would answer with economics, and then we'd talk about some other issues. But you just laid it all out. And the one that you ended on is one that I forget often. And that is that the world is just not as safe as it was 4 years ago. It is remarkable the track record that President Trump had for 4 years of keeping the world safer. My question for you is, do you believe him? And he did this last time. So I give him the benefit of the doubt when he says, I won't give you the details, because, okay, you did that before and you showed that you could do it. But do you believe him when he says, I will end the Ukraine war within, you know, 30 days or whatever? He says different things, but it's pretty quickly. He says he will end these wars. You believe he can do that?
I think he can, and I'm not sure we can do it in 30 days. But look, you know, when he came in, we had ISIS in the Middle East. They were the ISIS caliphate, the actual real estate they controlled in the general Syria, Iraq area, was equal to two New Jerseys. Now, I personally think one New Jersey is more than enough, but, you know, was the size of two of them. And within 11 months, basically, Trump came in. He told the generals, OK, get it done. Get it taken care of. And 11 months after he came to office in December of 2017, the ISIS caliphate went from the size of two New Jerseys to one New Jersey to the size of Newark to the size of one block of Newark, and pretty soon it was gone. There was no ISIS caliphate. He was able to get four Middle East peace agreements with Israel and its neighbors, Bahrain, the United Arab Emirates, Sudan, and Morocco. Sudan, interestingly enough, had been on the State Department's list of terrorism sponsoring countries, and it went off the list, made peace with Israel, which nobody would think they would do because they were so anti-Israel for so many years. And there was also an agreement between Serbia and Kosovo, which had been at each other's throats for the last, you know, 1,000 years or so. And President Trump and Rick Grenell, as director of national intelligence, had a very good idea, which was the State Department has tried for all these years to try to have some kind of a political settlement between these two countries that can't agree on anything. And Trump and Grenell thought, look, why don't we do this? Why don't we ask them, listen, skip the political stuff. Let's just have a commercial agreement, and you guys can trade goods and services across the borders. And maybe after 5, 10, 15 years of exchanging, doing commercial agreements and trading goods and services, maybe they'll learn, okay, these people aren't so bad. They're not as awful as our parents or grandparents or great-grandparents told us, and maybe we can move on to some sort of political settlement or agreement or what have you. And so far, things have stayed nice and calm between the Serbs and the Kosovars, which is what we want. So Trump has this very odd reputation of being a warmonger guy who's going to push the button and cause World War III, et cetera, et cetera. And when he was president, we had no new wars. We had peace erupting across the Middle East. We had peace in the Balkans, and we certainly had peace on our border, which is, we all know, is completely out of control. So for a guy who's kind of, you know, loud and a bit cantankerous, he's actually quite the peacemaker, and he's the first president since Jimmy Carter who started no new wars on his watch. I'd certainly love to go back to those policies as opposed to what we have now, which is a planet that's just pretty much in flames.
Roy Murdoch with us. He's a nationally syndicated columnist, Fox News contributor. Saw you on Fox News this morning. You were talking about some of the economic realities under Biden-Harris. You just outlined, too, the state of the world. I mean, it is much more chaotic now. It was much more stable under President Trump, whether it be the state of the world in foreign policy or our economy or just domestic problems like you listed with the border. Things were much more stable, and yet They always say, gosh, this guy's so chaotic. Everything felt so chaotic. Why was it more, at least the perception of...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Chaos when Donald Trump was in office. Why do people say they felt that way?
That's a good question. I think that some of this was President Trump's tendency to go on Twitter at 4:30 in the morning and have these long Twitter blasts and so on, and that sort of made people a bit nervous. So I won't blame him totally helpless about this, but I do think that a big part of the chaos people complain about was the chaos that people created for him. You know, the whole three-year Russia investigation. Oh, my God, the President of the United States is a KGB agent. And he takes orders from Vladimir Putin, and we have all this evidence that he's wrapped up with taking orders from Moscow, blah, 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 blah. We spent 3 years yanking our collective hair about this. And then at the end of it, after investigations by the Senate Intelligence Committee, the House Intelligence Committee, the FBI, and, of course, the Mueller report, after four different investigations, the conclusion was he never was involved with Russia. He never was involved with Putin. There was no American, neither Trump nor any member of his family or his campaign or anybody else who helped the Russians interfere in our elections. The whole thing was a complete hoax. It was completely invented. Adam Schiff, congressman from California, is running for U.S. Senate on the ballot on Tuesday, and I really hope he loses. He was one of the ringmasters of this thing. He kept saying on television, oh, I've got all the evidence. The evidence is incontrovertible. He never presented the evidence because he didn't have it. So a lot of these people made things up. They invented things. They created the chaos and then wrapped Trump in it. And then when he found himself in a chaotic situation, they blamed it on him. So I blame a lot of the so-called chaos, as you describe it, about Trump in regards to people around him who created these chaotic situations, the Russia hoax and the suckers and losers hoax and the hoax regarding very fine people in Charlottesville. A lot of these things were instances where Democrats or the left-wing media are both just invented and fabricated things about Trump, wrapped him up in controversy and all sorts of acrimony. And then when that erupted, they say, well, it's your fault all this chaos is happening. Largely, it was the fault of those people creating chaotic situations in which keep him distracted and enthralled and keep all of us supporters of his off base, because we were fighting, a lot of problems that they created. And then once we did so, they blamed us and him for the chaos that they had that they themselves authored.
Yeah, DeRoy, I mentioned seeing you on Fox News this morning with Harris Faulkner and a Democrat messenger, I don't remember, David something, you were with there. You guys were talking about the economic realities under Biden. And it was interesting because when she would ask him a question, it was like everything he was saying was very defensive. You know, it was, well, you know, people always say this, but here's the reality. let me educate you. And they came back to you and you made a really good point, one that I just don't hear people make a lot, about the jobs growth being largely driven by the government.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah. Thank you for watching, by the way. David Carlucci, former New York State senator, was on. And we talked about the unemployment rate, unemployment figures, which are quite dreadful today. The unemployment report came out this morning, and we're expected to create 100,000 new jobs. Only 12,000 new jobs were created. And then it turns out, even within that situation, things are even worse than you might expect. The number of jobs created by the government, 40,000. Number of jobs in manufacturing decreased by 46,000. So lots more bureaucrats and lots fewer people working on assembly lines and producing products and so forth. And then we also had revisions downward for the month of September. The number of new jobs was revised downward by 31,000. And even worse for August, the new jobs were revised downward by 81,000. So if you're Kamala Harris and you're trying to have your closing argument over the last weekend before Election Day, these are not the kind of figures on which you want to be traveling to swing states and presenting yourselves before voters. I mean, these are kind of figures. Rather than ask for applause, she ought to be offering an apology.
Yeah, DeRoy Murdoch, nationally syndicated columnist, Fox News contributor, on with us. It's to the point now that when I see job numbers, I think a lot of people who watch this are doing the same thing. You go, well, I can't trust that until about 3 months from now. So they're constantly revised downward after the fact. They get the headline and then they move on. Although this time it was way below even their projections. So October surprise is that they didn't really alter anything unless they alter it to negative job growth. This has been a bad jobs report.
Well, it's terrible. And look, it could be that we only had 12,000 new jobs, and maybe they'll revise it downward, actually, rather than a small number of new jobs, and maybe it'll be a negative job growth. Certainly if you believe these folks are cooking the books for political advantage. This is not pretty. I mean, I would have probably cooking the books. I would have cooked them longer.
No kidding.
or better ingredients. You know, leave them in longer till they're golden brown rather than just raw right now.
Exactly. Yeah, you're expecting 100,000 jobs, and they go, well, here's the version we're going to put out, which we know you're going to revise later, is only a tenth of that. You're going, how bad is it really?
How bad is it really? Yeah, I thought, you know, I watched live at 8:30 when the numbers came out as I was preparing for, oh my God, 300,000 new jobs. Wow. Kamala Nomics is working. Oh my God, she's a miracle worker. And no, in fact, it's like, woo, this is a big, you know, a big swing and a miss in a major way. So I'm sure the Trump campaign will be educating people on these figures. And Kamala and company, they were saying, well, it was a hurricane, you know, it was all of Hurricane Helene and Hurricane Milton. And of course, they were terrible and devastating. And the people in Florida and Georgia and certainly North Carolina were devastated badly. But, you know, those took place a few weeks ago. This does not explain the destruction in August and September for things that happened later than that. And there's certainly no reason that you should have an increase of 40,000 people working for the government, taking up money, taxpayer money from the rest of us, and then this huge drop off of 46,000 in manufacturing. These are really terrible, terrible figures, and you know, kind of devastating and rather embarrassing. So if I were Kamala Harris, I'd probably hide under the bed for the next 3 days.
DeRoy, just to
face the voters on this.
Yeah, to conclude with the question we started with, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? The final question I have for you is, do you think that the American electorate is associating Kamala Harris with this 4 years? Or is she successfully separating herself a little bit from what Biden and Bidenomics has been?
I think she's done a little bit of that. For some reason, people seem to blame Biden more than her. And I think maybe people on the right have sort of attacked Biden rather than attacking the policies. I think people understand that she is, in fact, the vice president. She's managed to wiggle away from him a little bit. But every time she does so, he seems to get her a big bear hug and say, oh, you're wonderful. You're riding shotgun next to me for 4 years. You're my chief deputy. You're involved in all the big decisions. You're last person to leave the room after we decide to do anything. And you know, she's tried to put more distance, some amount of distance between herself and Biden. Biden's not let her get very far. Then again, on The View, she was asked, would you do anything differently? And this The View is the most pro-Democrat, pro-female program probably on television. And she said, come to think of it, no, I can't think of even one thing I would do differently. So she had the opportunity to say something like, maybe we wouldn't have spent quite so much money, or I don't know, perhaps we should have left Bagram Air Force Base open and close that last rather than close it first before pulling out of Afghanistan. According to Kamala, she would have done everything the same. And so she's really, had multiple opportunities to say how she would have done anything differently, and she didn't do that with Stephen Colbert. She didn't do it on The View. She's had other interviews where she could have said how she would have done even one thing differently, and I think the only thing she said is maybe she would have appointed a Republican to the cabinet, so maybe we can look forward to Secretary of Defense Liz Cheney if, God forbid, she gets elected. Other than that, I think she says she'd do everything the same way Joe Biden did, which means if you like the last 4 years, you're going to love the next 4 years if you vote for Kamala Harris.
Yeah, she's really gone out of her way to defend Joe Biden on everything except for the garbage comment. That was one they couldn't even spin that one. DeRoy, we always enjoy listening to you on the Andy Frey Show on Wednesdays. Kind of glad you couldn't make it this Wednesday because then you and I got to catch up. So thanks for being here.
You bet. Well, as one piece of garbage to another, have a great weekend.
All right. Thank you so much.
have fun election night. Thank you.
We will.
Much.
Thanks, DeRoy.
All right.
All right. DeRoy Murdoch. And bye-bye. He is the national syndicated columnist, Fox News contributor that we talked to on Wednesdays. And we were connecting with him on a Friday because we couldn't on Wednesday. So appreciate his time. It is 1:23. Hey, we got a lot of show coming up. It is the Friday before a major national election. And there's been a lot to cover this week. That means there's also been a lot that we missed this week that normally would have been big news, but there's just so much happening. Brad and I are going to cover what did I miss in the segment to come right after the commercial here on 97.1 FM Talk. Fighting the fight that I couldn't win.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.